This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
Read the Bible through. Now, here's something real quick on the purpose. Teach your children how to make good choices. Too many parents have kids that grow up foolish because you have to teach people to make good decisions. Let's say things like the way pros and cons. A lot of parents don't know that. I see people that have a decision in life and they stay in the land of indecision, confused, not knowing which way to go, afraid to make a mistake, afraid to make a decision. Nobody ever taught them how to weigh the pros. If you have to, write it on paper. Everything you can think of as a pro, everything you think of as a con, get other people in on the decision if you need it and it's not too personal. Get all the pros and the cons and it'll be evident which one you should take. Make sure in the pros and cons you put God in there too, though. Because a lot of times God will solve a whole lot of problems. But if you don't pray, I guess you can't take it to the Lord in prayer. But if you pray, you can put God's decision as well. If you read your Bible, list the tapes, and you know the word, you can put that in there. Because I find that the word solves almost everything. After all, I am his and he is mine. He leads my life. All I got to do is follow the Spirit. But you study and you get the word in you enough where the Spirit is leading you. And there's decisions I made. I made the decision to come here and pastor in West Palm Beach, a place I'm not from, because a voice told me to come here. I didn't know nobody in West Palm Beach, didn't know where West Palm Beach was, and to tell you the truth, as nice as I've fallen in love with y'all, I didn't care nobody in West Palm Beach either at that time. Didn't know nobody, so didn't care nothing about them. Now I don't see I could be somewhere else. But at the time, I didn't know, didn't care. But God spoke to my heart about West Palm Beach. And if I couldn't hear, and I didn't purpose to obey God, I couldn't be here to be some of you all spiritual father, because some of you all birthed in the kingdom under this ministry. So as a spiritual father, some of you might still be fatherless out in the street. Or nobody's fatherless, people of their father, the devil. But now you have your father, God. Pros and cons. Teach your children to make decisions. Teach them how to spend their money, like the cost. You know, you got at least two main costs. It's three, but it's two main costs. Teach your child that you can't spend the same money twice. If you spend this money on this, you got to understand there's the actual cost of the money, then there's the opportunity cost of what you could have bought with that money if you kept saving. Because you do know you can't spend the same money twice. So if I go spend this at the dollar store, and I spend $10 at the dollar store, I can't buy that. That might have been $100 if I kept saving. How many people have learned, like, I wish I had the money because I really want this more, but it's too late. You already spent it on something else, didn't you? How many people going to be honest in here? Everybody going to lie, keep their hand down. No, seriously. Now, you know, because it's the human condition. We all have started thought, man, because how many people know they got enough money out of their house paid off of cash? If you look back and say, there's a whole lot of stuff I bought I just shouldn't have bought. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't that important. No way. I didn't have to get that new car. I didn't have to get this new that. I didn't need the other dress, the other suit. Man, I could have had a trip around the world. I sure would like to have had the experience going around the world, but I never did save the money. But I sure would like to go now. But I didn't have delayed gratification. Teach your children not to be like that. Son, you can spend this money on this. And this, you're in the store and you're excited and you want to get that, but that's not made well. That's not good quality stuff. You should save your money. Yeah, but I want to get something now because I want the feeling of getting something new. I said, if you get that and you take it home and it's broken the next day, you just wasted your money. And there's a million people out there want to take your money for crap. They want to sell you straight up junk. They got this crazy thing called Christmas, which have nothing to do with Christ. It's just a sucker deal. You spend money on plastic, they ain't gonna make it to New Year's. Most of them toys you buy them, they're broke. I'm talking broke. I ain't kidding. By New Year's, it's broke. You hit the pop-o-matic and it popped three times and now it's popped. It's just gone. You didn't spend $14 on pop-o-matic, got no pop in it anymore. You buy something plastic and it just cracked right there. The kid fall on it, it's made super fragile. How many people remember Tonka toys made of steel? I had some Tonka toys. Those toys last forever. You go look at collector items. There ain't no collector items in the museum except stuff from back there. Everything else is broke. All the other stuff is broke. But you still got toys from the 20s made of steel. And they weren't going to hurt nobody or cut nobody. They just was going to last, and that was a problem. They need them to break so you can buy them again. You teach your children about that because the world's out there trying to get them broke, trying to get them to spend all their money. A dad of purpose says, my kids will not be taken advantage of financially. I'm going to train them in ways that I've learned and impart to them the wisdom I've got. That's a dad after God's heart. A dad that protects their children from commercialization. That's a dad after God's own heart. Let's go to the last and final point. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:11. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, encourage one another and build up one another. Do you know your children are one another too? It's not enough encouragement in this world. I have people that will say something when it's negative about somebody, but don't ever say anything positive about people. That's the devil. And that's human nature apart from God. Because it's just like a complaint. A person's 8 times more likely to complain than to give a comment. Somebody does something good, they may tell somebody next to them, but they won't go tell the person, you gave me excellent service today. But be real quick to say, excuse me, may I talk to your manager? May I hey, young lady, you know, I deserve better than that kind of service. But if she does a great job, you just go on like, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, it's nothing wrong with telling people, you know, you've done a great job today. You know, I really appreciate that. Thank you for helping me.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
A dad after God's heart, a dad that protects their children from commercialization. That's a dad after God's own heart. Let's go to the last and final point. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:11. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, encourage one another and build up one another. Do you know your children are one another too? It's not enough encouragement in this world. I have people that will say something when it's negative about somebody, but don't ever say anything positive about people. That's the devil. And that's human nature apart from God. Because it's just like a complaint. A person's 8 times more likely to complain than to give a comment. Somebody does something good, they may tell somebody next to them, but they won't go tell the person, you gave me excellent service today. But be real quick to say, excuse me, may I talk to your manager? Hey, young lady, you know, I deserve better than that kind of service. But if she does a great job, you just go on like, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, it's nothing wrong with telling people, you know, you've done a great job today. You know, I really appreciate that. Thank you for helping me. Christians ought to be the ones of light. If anybody's going to have light, Christians ought to be ones who encourage one another and build one another up. We ought to be those people who edify. The Bible says, let every word that proceeds out of your mouth be towards edification, exhortation, and comfort. That sounds pretty good to me. Only say those things that are edifying, exhorting, and comforting. That doesn't mean you won't correct, because you'll correct children to edify them, to build them up. But I mean, as far as just general conversation, don't just badmouth your kids. Well, you know, so-and-so kid, I told them they ain't never going to make it. They all this, all that. They ain't live. I told them. They're probably negative because you're negative. Children learn. They learn at home. And the way they are in the street is the way they're taught at home. So we had to make sure we teach them in the way they should go, and we should encourage our children. This guy's hugging his daughter, and you know she's playing the piano, I'm presuming, and he's giving her a hug. I found on the internet, so it looked like she's playing the piano, he's hugging her. So today, she's playing the piano, and he's hugging her, okay? It's hard finding pictures to meet what you're trying to do some of the time. But the piano's in the background, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, she played the piano. She played a real nice song, drew a picture for you. Her dad said, baby, you did so good. But see, when you talk to your children, you need to affirm them regularly. You need to, praise gives them self-esteem. You know, my kids will bring me something. It may be nice. It may not be nice, depending on how young they are, how old they are. But I'm like, I appreciate that. That's really nice. Because, see, they thought of me enough to do that. And it's good. Alicia's real young. She might bring me a little something. I had a little bracelet she made me. And I like it because she made it. You know, it may not last long. I took it off because it was about to break because it was coming loose. But I had it on this morning. I know folks probably looking, what's that pastor wearing? You know, I said, I'm wearing my baby's bracelet. Is it in there? I'm wearing my baby's. A string was coming loose. And I didn't want to get all over the floor. But I said, it may or may not be my colors and my color group and everything. But I had it all day till I saw it had a string on. I didn't want it to fall and break. I'll go home and get it fixed so I can keep it. But you know, I don't care what you think. I care about what my baby thinks. She made daddy a bracelet, and that's cool. And my kids made me cards, and they made me other things. I like it because they made it. And if they made it, it's wonderful. And see, you need to let your kids know. You affirm them. You need to say things like, man, you're awesome. Deanna, come in. Deanna, Bobby, and Chris, and Alicia come in with these good grades, and we got to where we put it in the refrigerator, and Deanna put her stuff on the refrigerator. It had a 99 on it, 98 or whatever, and I write a little note on the red pen, excellent, awesome, you know, great. Because, see, that's good. I appreciate them doing that. And I teach them, I say, you don't do it for daddy, you do it for you. You do it because God has excellence within you. You know, because you're not just doing it for me. I love it when they do that because that's like a pat on the back. You're doing a good job. Helen, you're teaching them well. Robert, you're doing a good job. Helen does most of the school work, so I had to give credit to her. You know, I'm at work doing things, and Helen works with the kids and does a great job. So all these kids getting A's in our family, I had to give most of the attribute, I had to attribute most of that to Mrs. Cook. But you know, daddy still need to put the mark on it too. Baby, that is good. I'll tell him in a minute, you're awesome. You know what? I think you're one of the smartest people in the world. Kids smile, and you know what? I ain't lying. I really think you, ain't nobody in this world smarter than my kids. Your kids can be as smart, but they can't be no smarter, okay? So we can all run together, okay? I ain't putting nobody down. But you can't be no smarter, because I got the smartest kids in the world, and you can have the smartest kids in the world, too. We can all, as Christians, have the smartest, because our kids are 10 times wiser than children in the world. Now, I believe that by my kids, and I say that to them, and I tell them, and then their self-esteem will go up. I tell them, you come in there with a C. I said, just because your last name starts with Cook don't mean you need to be bringing no C's in this house. I said, do you think of yourself as average? Is that what you think of yourself as average? Average is bad. You don't want to be average.
But Pastor, what if it's the best they can do?
You think that little of your child that that's the best they can do? I'm sorry for your child and you.
But Pastor, they really try hard. Trying gets them where it's succeeding.
You need to get a new set of vocabulary. Are your kids brain damaged?
Well, no.
Well, just help them or get a tutor. Their brain works fine. They can get good grades. They don't have to get average grades. Average grades are for average people. Now, what I'm talking about is a standard. If you set a standard of C, your kids will live up to it. If you set a standard of A, they'll live up to that. Our kids usually have straight A's, but they may have a B here, a C there. Their mother went all the way through high school with one A minus. Don't you just hate her? She was a genius. I picked me a good one. I said, you hear Pastor talking about get somebody bring something to the table. Miss Cook bring a whole lot to the table. She was all-city cross-country track, head cheerleader, and a scholar. You don't find that, because I got the last one.
Today's message has been, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and